Welcome to Digging In with the Missouri Farm Bureau. Janet Atkinson here with you during a very special week in Missouri agriculture, and it's actually a special week across the education world. And we are just highlighting a couple of folks in the Missouri agriculture world. This is Teacher Appreciation Week. It wraps up on Friday, and we are joined by a couple of ag teachers from here in the Show Me State, Tiffany Rouse Kaufman, who is an ag teacher in Nixon, Missouri, and also Pam Prophet Roland, who is a retired ag teacher. And I knew Pam from whenever she was an ag teacher in Alton, Missouri. And you now are still working, but not in the classroom anymore, Pam.
Well, I for my real job, my husband and I own a seed and feed business in Stoddard County, but I have stayed connected with ag education as MVATA's executive treasurer for the last 15 years or so. And then when I retired in 2014 was when the National Association of Ag Educators realized that we were heading toward a big shortage of ag teachers. And so they started the STAR program to recruit and retain. And so we, our state director of ag education at that time, Leon Bushticker, applied to be one of the initial STAR states, and we got grant money. And so I have been working with that since 2014. So I still get to stay involved and help in recruiting ag teachers and do everything I can to support current teachers, because that's very important. So I have transferred my passion from students to teachers. So now I don't have students anymore, but I have a bunch of teachers that I try to take care of the best I can. And that's my fun
obviously,
job.
Obviously, you have a passion for the teaching industry, and especially, of course, ag educators, without a doubt. Tell us just briefly how the STAR program works.
So we have a committee made up of university professors and state staff, teacher leaders, and then some of our university Teach Ag ambassadors that we choose each year. And they approve and coordinate, but we initially got started with a grant, $8,000 grant from the NAA through the National Teach Ag Program. And now we are supported as well by MVATA, which is the Missouri Ag Teachers Association, and then the Missouri FFA Foundation. So we do a lot of things to recruit and retain. We have a booth at State Convention. We have workshops. We have a Teach Ag Public Speaking Contest as one of the fall public speaking areas. We work with our professional development specialists to help new teachers with professional development in areas where they might be a little lacking. At State Convention, FFA members wrote thousands of thank you cards that I will to their ag teachers that I will mail to the teachers in February to just kind of help bring back that why at a very busy time of the year. So we do as many things as we can possibly do to help teachers be appreciated, and then to also highlight what a great profession it is, because our agriculture industry desperately needs teachers training our next generation of agriculturalists. And we go to FFA camp and make presentations to those students. And then we have a website, moteachag.org, where there's a lot of information. So we just do all that we can to support and recruit ag teachers.
Now, Tiffany, going from your perspective, you are currently a teacher, as we said, in Nixon, Missouri. You've been teaching for a few years now, but you yourself, like many folks, were an FFA member at one point. So what was it that made you decide to step into the teaching industry?
Well, this is actually year 22 as an agriculture teacher for me. The thing that got me interested is I grew up on a farm, and so and I come from a family of educators. Both my mother and father were teachers, so it instilled in me and education was important at a young age, and then agriculture was important. But getting in high school, I had an agriculture teacher that was Scott Long, who just I excelled in agriculture and FFA. And had a lot of success. And I knew that's something that where my passion was. And so that allowed me to want to go into agriculture education. And then throughout college, even though I had lots of internships in the agriculture industry, it really wasn't until I got into my student teaching experience that sealed the deal and was like, this is where you're meant to be. And God needs you to serve and to help give back to those students or give back to the students.
Now, Tiffany, as you say, year 22, first of all, it's hard to believe that you've been teaching that long since, you know, I've known you for many, many years here.
Yes.
But secondly, I mean, what is it that keeps you coming back after two decades?
I love the variety in what I do because each class is so different. Even if you have like two sections of Ag Science 1, just the students make it different. But we get to teach a variety of subjects. We can go from teaching about soils to animal reproduction to working in the shop to parliamentary procedure to greenhouse operation. So no class is the same and no day is the same, even though we may be working in the shop consistently. They're building different projects and they're having different exposures. So it's the variety. And then, of course, it's fun getting to go out and to do these supervised agriculture experience or SAE projects. Those are fun, getting to see the kids in their environment, whether it's at their house or their jobs, and just to see them light up and love to show you their animals. And parents get excited because they've got their ag teacher coming out and they're like, these are the animals and it's the history of their farm. So those are fun. And then just having the student success, the classroom and the FFA from winning awards. And it's that family tradition. I've seen lots of students over the years that have shared the family. It's like grandpa got his American degree and mom and dad got their American degree. And so now it's their turn. And just it's the variety and just the love and the passion for agriculture that I get to instill in my students.
Pam, how about you? What was it that made you stay with the classroom?
Well, a lot of the same story as Tiffany. I grew up on a farm. FFA changed my life. It absolutely did. My parents got divorced when I was 14, and that positive thing that FFA gave me just truly changed my life for the better. And I got a family there as I started teaching that I really, really needed to with my students. And my students were my kids. I mean, I have my own child and she was one of my students too, but I just love teenagers. I love teenagers in agriculture. I love being able to teach them things that they need for the real world. And one of the advantages that I have now as a retired teacher, I've been retired for 10 years, is I get to see now my kids all grown up. And that's one thing that I really want to instill in current teachers too, is teaching is something where you don't always see that you've accomplished something at the end of the day. It's years later when those students message you through social media or something and they say, you know, I wouldn't have gotten this big scholarship and now I'm a doctor if you hadn't helped me with my interview skills or taught me how to write a speech or express myself. So, you know, those payoffs, teachers don't make enough money, no, but you couldn't have paid me $1 million. That's what's so wonderful about teaching. And agriculture teachers are different because we get to be connected to the students even better because we have SAE visits. We go and visit their homes and then we meet their families. And that is one of the important parts of the three circle model of ag education, is that personal relationship that you build with students where, you know, your math teacher may just see them throughout the day and then that's it. But we take them to Washington, D.C. on trips and camp and state convention and national convention. And those personal relationships that you build with students are really the greatest. And if I hadn't been needed out our business full time, I don't know, I might still be teaching because I loved it. I really did. And just getting to take kids on their first plane ride or their first escalator ride or their first time away from home. I always taught in very rural areas. And so that happened a lot. And you know, you're educating about agriculture, you're helping to prepare them for their future. And there's nothing more impactful than that to me. And I'm just like Tiffany, I feel that has been what I've been called to do. And I just love it. Ag teachers are some of the best people on the planet as a group. They may want to beat you at contest time, but they have your back whenever times are call for that. Oh, and I want to throw in a little fun fact here. So Tiffany ran for state FFA officer when I was teaching, and my student had was the area president. So I was the area advisor. So my student ran for our state officer. And also Jason Smith, Congressman Jason Smith, ran for state officer then too. And Tiffany beat Congressman Jason Smith for a state FFA officer that year. So yes, just those connections. And I have had, you know, I've known a lot of people in ag education for 40 plus years, and it's just the best family. Absolutely.
It certainly is a family. And I'll point out that while Tiffany was serving as a state officer with the Missouri State FFA Association, she was also serving with Missouri Farm Bureau President Garrett Hawkins, who was on the same officer team at that time. So again, just it highlights what a small world our ag community is. You know, as I mentioned earlier, it's Teacher Appreciation Week. So on behalf of the kids that pass through your classrooms, thank you, ladies, for the dedication that you've shared with your students throughout the years. And I'd like to know, what kind of suggestions would you have for some other kids? You know, teaching, if I talk to anybody who's been teaching for a while, they say that it's not quite the same as what the classroom was 30 years ago. So what suggestions, what ideas, what thoughts would you like to share with some of the folks who, whether they're teaching in a classroom now or maybe considering teaching somewhere down the line, give us kind of some words of encouragement or suggestions you might have. Tiffany, why don't you go first?
Well, as kind of as Pam hit on it, but one of the best things about teaching is ultimately we are preparing them to be the best like citizens. And so that's that great thing about ag education is we're teaching them life skills. And so, as she said, it's fun to hear back from former students that have been successful, maybe some of those that have struggled to say, hey, you made a difference in my life. So especially during this week and any time, it's nice to hear from those students that said, hey, you know, I got this award, or I was successful. And I had a student that stopped me at Steak and Shake, and he was, he almost dropped out of school several times, but he said, I want you to know it's because you believed in me that I'm here today. And he was now on to a manager at Steak and Shake. And he said, I'm about to graduate with my associate's degree. And he said, you made a difference in my life. So those teachers that make a difference in your life, make sure to tell them, thank you. But we talked about family. Ag education truly is a family, and we are there to support each other. And so that's a great opportunity. But and that's not the same case in all other professions. We have a directory that we know each other. We can call each other. We have other groups that we can message ag teachers throughout the state or nation and call on them as we're traveling. And it's nice, like, hey, you know, I need this in this area. And so I guarantee you there's not very many professions that can do, not necessarily professions, but especially teachers that can do that. So it's nice to have that, definitely a family oriented. It's going to take work, but it's something that it's worthwhile in the end, and your payback may not necessarily come that day, but you see it later in life.
And Pam, what are your thoughts as far as suggestions helping folks out?
Well, one of the things I do with Missouri Teach Ag Program, as I mentioned, is help to recruit future teachers. And I tell them all the time that you have to find a career that you are passionate about. It shouldn't just be work. Obviously, yes, you need to make enough money that you support your family, but you have to believe in what you're doing. And there's a higher purpose to that other than just making money. And so ag education is definitely that. And teachers in general, and I would, to me, every week should be Teacher Appreciation Week, because they need to know what a difference they're making at the time, if at all possible. So I highly encourage parents, community members, administrators, whoever, to just tell teachers thank you, because that can really turn a bad day around to a good one. And, you know, we haven't talked a lot about the FFA part. I mean, the FFA part is tremendous for leadership development, no matter what area you're going into. And you can't have FFA without having ag teachers. But if you don't have a good teacher guiding them in that, kids aren't going to achieve. They're not going to learn. It's not a true ag ed program. So that's where we are right now. I mean, we still have statewide, unfortunately, as far as I know, about 34 schools that don't have ag teachers. And we're getting close to the month of May. And so that is not good. And not all the graduates have been hired. We haven't had as many graduates in ag ed. And so that worries me, because who's going to lose? It's going to be the students that are going to lose. And FFA is wonderful, and we want to expand it, but we can't do it without teachers.
And speaking of helping to support teachers, Pam, something else that you're very engaged in, and Tiffany, I know you're aware of this program as well too, but the Teacher Relief Fund, Pam, you kind of head that up and try and help out. Talk just briefly, if you would, about that and how folks can contribute.
So our Ag and Relief Fund actually started after Hurricane Katrina, when the National Association of Ag Educators started one. And we have an auction at our summer conference, and teachers bring in donations from the community. So if you have an ag teacher, you would like to donate something for this auction, we have a live auction and a silent auction. But basically, it was set up all those years ago to be something quick and easy. So it's just, there's no form to fill out. A teacher finds out that maybe another teacher's, take for example, I just sent a relief fund check this morning because a teacher in Southeast District, her son was in a farm accident last week. And so when the need is there, we send it. And it can be anything from your house has been damaged in a tornado, to your wife had surgery, to you had an accident. But that's another example of our Ag Ed family. And you don't find corporations doing that. You know, we take care of our people. And over the years, we have given away tens of thousands of dollars, $500 at a time, to teachers. And we raise thousands of dollars each summer through our live and silent auction to help with that fund. And it's one of the best things that we do as a profession.
Is there a way that folks can contribute to that program?
They can give, like I mentioned, they can give donations for their ag teachers for the auctions, because we have a lot of ag teachers that in their hometowns, they or the towns where they teach, they go to businesses and they get donations for the auction. I mean, we can always take direct monetary donations through the Missouri Ag Teachers Association if somebody wanted to do that. But it's really a wonderful thing that we do. And so there's a lot of ways that you can directly, and we administer that ourselves as a professional organization. So that's one of the great things about it too.
Yeah. Now, Tiffany, as we wind things down, for you still in the classroom, what is one of the ways that we can help support you as an educator in our local chapter?
I actually am chair of the Professional Development Committee. And we are, as we've talked about, agriculture is always changing. And so we're always looking to what we want to make sure that we're teaching the most current trends in agriculture. And being the chair of the committee, we're always looking for industry leaders to want to help present new current trends and be presenters for workshops for us as agriculture teachers, so that we can stay relevant in the industry. So if someone says, hey, I've got something I would love to share with ag teachers and want to host any type of professional development, they can definitely contact us so that we can share with other ag teachers. And we host these all different the state. We have a lot of summer workshops that we host already, and we also do workshops in December. So we're willing to host these anytime and anywhere. We just need industry professionals to make sure that we are staying current and relevant in what we're teaching.
And let's also point out, you know, this can be professional development for the teachers, something that might help them in the classroom, but also professional development from the perspective of what you need as an employer or a future employer of the young people coming through the classroom. So you've kind of cut a couple different directions that you can help out as far as the ag education community goes. Well, ladies, I appreciate you taking the time to chat with us. And again, happy National Teacher Appreciation Week. I hope somewhere throughout the week you feel some love and more than just an extra apple on the desk or something along those lines this week. Again, we've been talking with Tiffany Rouse Kaufman. She is an ag advisor with the NICSA FFA chapter, and Pam Profit Roland, who retired as a ag teacher in 2014 and still heads up the State Star or the Star State program, and also the MVATA recruitment and retention part of the program. So that's a lot of titles there to keep in line, but I think we did okay, ladies. Again, Pam Profit Roland joining us along with Tiffany Rouse Kaufman here on this week's Digging In with Missouri Farm Bureau.